they support them at a certain level. And when those levels start increasing and they see it, inflation having to carry the day as well as cost increases, and it takes away some other priorities. You know, you asked the question earlier about, is the community comfortable? And I would say on these kinds of things, you're going to hear today, they're not entirely comfortable.
Well, and I just to make sure we get all the potential discussion points on the table, again, I'm not pushing this particular idea, but is the cost for the couplet, could you do a cheaper couplet? Because if I recall correctly, this was all new sidewalks, all new streets, all new street furniture.
It's within limits, we can bring the cost of the project down. For instance, the project includes new sidewalks on Cooch. We think it's a good idea to put new sidewalks on Cooch. Our advisory committee thought it was a good idea. But it's a place where if we had a cut, we could use existing sidewalks. So there are small areas where we can cut. But we've looked at many possibilities, and none of them appear to be very good solutions to reducing the cost.
Okay. Commissioner Adams, we did add to the cost increase of this project because we wanted to look at a better alignment for the redevelopment of the Burnside Bridgehead development itself.
That.
So that's, I think, somewhere in a $2.5 to $3 million range that's in this project in terms of the estimate.
It's three to four.
It's three to four.
Three to four, okay. I stand corrected. But it's a significant.
Not that I'm obsessed on the PDOT budget. Or
significant. It's a significant increase. So we would, you know, that's one of the things we should. Again, we need to look at all of those before we move forward. And I think we got to start making some decisions very quickly since they want to start getting final plans completed.
So this has to get resolved in the next 18 months. Is that next 12 months? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I believe we're proposing to go to bid on the project in January. So we actually have less time than that to resolve the. And if we're going to make plan reductions or value engineer the plans, we will need to work on that very, very soon. We're at 60% design right now.
Okay. Is now the time to talk about the West Side $1.1 million?
Sure.
Is that okay to do that now?
Mm-hmm.
So the notion is now that the Flanders Street Bridge is not going forward, we need resources to do the preliminary engineering for the couplet,
mm-hmm.
and it's a $1.1 million?
It's actually more than that, but we had a budget built with a combination of resources from general fund and TIF. The TIF budget was reduced this year by $300,000. It was reduced in this coming year by $800,000. We need those monies to continue engineering on the project, and in order to complete the 35% return to council with a report, those monies are critical.
How much do you need?
$1.1 million.
There's 500 in the budget now, right?
So that's right.
500 plus 1.1 in
that's right.
08, 09?
Well, the 500 is there right now. In addition to the 500, we do 1.1.
And you're correct. 08, 09.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
And Tony, do you want to say what you think behind version 3, for River District?
I'll do a quick walkthrough of the financial forecast. This is the approved budget, recommended approved budget, and forecast can be mirrored against what's on page 113 of your budget document to see kind of how overall the five-year forecast has changed. Again, I've highlighted the numbers that staff have recommended to move out project expenditures on in red. And as far as new insertions go for recommendations, those are in blue. And those two items on the supplemental piece.
So we have that. Make sure we got the right in front of them. I think I steered them to the wrong page.
Page 113
Greg,
on the big book. And then,
Greg, can you come back up?
The blue tab on the supplemental.
That's correct.
Got it.
This is on the River District streetcar issues.
Okay.
Funding issue. That's the colored numbers indicate staff changes, recommended changes.
Okay. Right. Those changes primarily in the 08, 09, and 09-10 fiscal year, just moving some dollars out for Central East Side, one waterfront place. Okay. Yeah, from 08, 09 to 09-10, just change in project timing.
Okay.
The new projects that have been inserted in fiscal year 08, 09 on the supplemental piece in the smaller notebook, the $1.1 million for Burnside Couch Transportation Preliminary Engineering in 08, 09, and then $7.5 million for the East Side Streetcar Connection.
Thanks, sir.
This reflects the original timing of the allocation of streetcar dollars to the River District. If you look back in the proposed budget, the bigger document, that's programmed out in fiscal year 12-13, you'll see a $17 million lump sum amount.
What line is that?
It's 13137, River District East Side Streetcar Connection.
The redevelopment loan? Or the development loan? 13117?
13137.
13137.
So you just spread it out.
River District East Side Streetcar Connect is the title.
Okay. So spread it further out.
In the budget
that
the work group looked at, it was originally programmed at $17 million in fiscal year 12-13. This newer version brings the money forward into fiscal year 8-9, 9-10, 10-11. So it's sooner. Now, just a quick note on the financial, the resource side of this. It's different than what we originally modeled. It looks like we have the capacity to accommodate that plus everything else that was originally in the work group budget. But this model hasn't been reviewed by OMF yet. We would need to share that with them and review it for total capacity.
So I'm sorry, the distinction between the red and the blue?
Those represent line items where we've moved some dollars out, primarily in fiscal year 08-09 to future years based on some project timing.
What's the difference? What's red?
And the blue number, the blue number are the new numbers being inserted into the budget that weren't part of the work group budget at all, as far as 08, 09, and 9-10.
So the blue numbers and that page reflect the concern and addressing the issue that Commissioner Adams brought up yesterday, which I think he said he supported and said that addresses his issue if we went this way instead of as proposed in the original.
What was the reason the blue numbers didn't come to the work group?
I think it was just mostly we didn't have enough project detail a few months ago, and as things have evolved, the monies had shifted. Because what it still does, though, is the important thing, is we're not adding money to the budget. We're just kind of shifting from other projects and shifting timing to make everything work.
Yeah. So what does this money do, the East Side Streetcar Connect?
This, Mayor, is... one portion of the overall, I want to say, $27 million total of tax increment financing match for the East Side Streetcar Loop. A portion of this project is in the River District, and so this is the funding for that particular project.
Okay.
Which you blessed?
Yes.
6 months ago or so.
You're just moving it up.
Correct. So, Mr. Chair, that really, I think those were the issues we knew that were on the table as a result of yesterday's meeting. If there's other ones we've missed, I'd love to hear those now so we can make sure we have that. And it may be that you want to then go into public testimony and see who else would like to provide input on that before you get into deliberations or deciding what to do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, good. How many folks are here to testify? Could I see a show of hands?
There we go.
Okay. Just one? In fact, you get all three seats. Shift around all you want. Go ahead.
I guess I'm testifying.
Go ahead. State your name for the record.
I'm Susan Lindsay, and I'm chair of the Central East Side Urban Renewal Advisory Committee. Okay, well, I'll be succinct. I'm really concerned. I'm very concerned about the Central East Side budget. I'm very concerned about, I'm even more concerned now that I've been sitting here and listening. I can see where this is heading. The committee does not know about the increase in dollars requested for Burnside-Cooch Couplet, though there has been consistent testimony at the committee level and amongst the stakeholders of the extension and expansion discussion consistently has requested a holding the line or a reduction in the cost of the Burnside-Cooch Couplet. The Burnside-Cooch Couplet was a necessary factor. It's part of the East Burnside plan, and it was a necessary component of the Opus Burnside Bridgehead thing. But Opus is gone now, and what I'm seeing right now is full steam ahead on Burnside-Cooch Couplet. I'm seeing that now how many millions it's going to take. I'm hearing the executive director of the PDC saying, "Well, you know, if we don't have the dollars in the forthcoming year, I guess that'll have to come out of housing and the other projects." And I'm knowing that what was really important and has always been important and the mission of this district is job retention and job growth, the seismic upgrade in the IG1 area, all of these things and what's taking place is a huge, huge, huge amount of money in a district that isn't generating a lot of money, and it's going into transportation projects. And while we can argue that transportation projects will stimulate a lot of retail growth, maybe growth in the EXD area, the Burnside-Cooch Couplet to the north of it's still zoned IG1, and the streetcar isn't there yet, and a lot of the businesses that are there could use support. And what I'm not seeing is any support for that plan that we've been talking about for years. And I'm concerned now that the dollars that are in there are going to go away. And so I'm here in the middle of my work day so that I can tell you that I'm concerned, and I'm concerned how this money is being allocated. And so that's it.
Under the Central East Side section on the budget, do you have a copy, Susan?
Well, somewhere here.
We're
got,
sure.
Like, many copies, many versions, many copies. But I think, here, I got it. Yeah, got it. It's one of the versions, so I can't tell you which version it is. Yes, the all those sort of negative numbers at the bottom as we go out to 10, 11, 12, 12, 13. Yeah. And we're spending more now, and we're going to end up negative. I mean, it's great if you guys have a plan.
Desired projects funded by tax increment. The opportunities to save money are Opus requested changes on the return. Now that they're gone, I think there are opportunities. I mean, that was a scope change. The cost going up by $800-$900 a million a year is always been what PDOT has told PDC in terms of it depends on this budget is only as good as the year it starts. And so the other thing is when I was talking in previous meetings, it was really, really important to some members in previous meetings that the entire vision of the couplet transformation occur. I mean, I have to believe that it is possible to create a couplet cheaper than redoing all surfaces on both, you know, a lot of surfaces on both Burnside and Cooch. But I would need to hear back from the community whether that was an acceptable, cheaper alternative or not. And if it's not, then so be it. Now, I don't know what the next developer of the Bridgehead project will view as essential. Opus clearly viewed the couplet as essential to its future success of developing that site.
I'm not trying to derail the couplet. And I understand that when we've brought this up before, we've been told that the stakeholders might. I'm saying, look at the numbers.
No, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm trying to engage you in conversation about it. I'm not trying to push the couplet necessarily either. What I'm saying is, if there's a cheaper couplet to be had, are people interested in looking at that?
Yes.
And
always
have been. If the developer, the next developer of the Bridgehead, says they want the couplet, but they don't necessarily need it right away, but they do need their little turn, would the community be willing to look at that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to gauge flexibility within the plan that was approved by the neighborhood and the city council, and it sounds like you're willing to look at a variety of different sort of approaches.
Yeah, well, I think we're a fiscally responsible group, and we're paying attention to it.
Susan, when you look at this proposed 08-09 budget for the Central East Side, is that are you saying that's not consistent with what the URA advisory committee recommended?
No, I'm not saying that. I do think that we were shown that what they tried to do was balance it for this year. But I guess I wasn't aware of until very recently that there were going to be the inflationary additions to Burnside Cooch, you know, because it says right here staff recommendation. The committee doesn't know that. And I'm understanding why that's there. You put something off, it's going to cost more later, and especially with everything escalating so rapidly. But so if we're just talking about this, I'm just saying that we can't ignore what's coming in the pipeline. And what tends to happen in this process is suddenly the deficit is there, and so things just, the next meeting comes and something that you're counting on being there is gone, and it's staff recommended that we get rid of that in order to balance. I want to prevent that, or at least say something about it.
I mean, my public comment has been, you know, I don't want the couplet devouring the other programs that I think are vitally necessary, and I'm willing to work with PDOT to bring a couplet in of some form and fashion, you know, within budget or cheaper.
Thank you. I think that's what we're looking for.
Did you folks prioritize any of the six projects in the Central East Side industrial area?
Well, we've consistently said that economic development was our priority. I think we've always said
but
that.
But how does this feel different than what you folks thought was happening? I'm trying to get to that.
Well, I mean, the housing set aside is the process that took place. That was different because it's not seen as a housing district, but you know, we're not really discussing or arguing that there here. I just think that sort of changed everything, for one thing, and then the transportation, I think we understood that there would be a lot of efforts, and I think those took place, to try to get funding for Burnside Cooch elsewhere. I just think it took an awful lot of chunk of change out of our budget. And, you know, Milwaukee Light Rail isn't even showed up here yet. And don't think it's not going to, because I know it will. And it's yet another transportation project that's going to appear on this budget, I'm sure.
I might not be familiar with this. Was the contribution for the couplet from Urban Renewal, that 13 point, has that gone up or down?
That's way up.
Since when? I'm not trying to be tricky. Since
the community signed off on it?
Yes. I believe it's gone up.
Yeah. By how much?
Probably. Well, do you know, Susan? I mean, I haven't worked directly with you guys for a while.
At least $3 million. I mean, that number's different than at the last time I saw numbers. This is the first time I've seen it look like this.
Yeah, the number. The
I
number,
can't remember either.
The number that came in kind of through this process to the budget work group that Commissioner Leonard was a part of was back in February, and then it was released in the end of February, and then, you know, since then it's changed in these discussions.
So if someone, one of the questions that I have for PDC just for my own education is remind me, show me the facts in terms of what PDC approved. It'd be nice to see in numbers Susan's observation of changing amounts for the different categories.
Do you have a copy, Susan, of the advisory committee's recommendation?
No. I mean, do I have a copy of the budget that was given to us at our last meeting? No, but I think the difference is probably reflected in, I mean, it's probably what Tony said. It's the increase. It shows you this with the increase in the Burnside Cooch based on because they've moved Burnside Cooch, I guess, off a year and added a few million dollars because of the inflation.
I think that's right.
It just was always a lot. And what I'm trying to say is even though we pushed back on it with staff time and time again, and the one thing I think we kept pushing back on was could you please figure out a way to do this project in a more economical way?
Sitting in a meeting, though, having that conversation, and Emily,
Simon
was very upset at the notion that we wouldn't deliver the original vision of the couplet starting some years ago, and I think that we can deliver a cheaper version of the couplet, but it isn't necessarily with all the new street finishes?
Well, Emily's not on the committee, and the Kearns neighborhood was represented by Michael Whitmore, who I'm sure you've heard from plenty of times on this subject, and in fact, this has really been, you know, his torch to carry around the dollars of this project all along. So, and also the fact that it was very tied to the Opus vision of that. But Opus is gone, and right now what we seem to be doing is mothballing that entire important area and project. And so maybe this is a time to rethink how much we're spending on Burnside Cooch, especially in the light of what's taking place in the next 3-4 years.
But we can save $3 to $4 million by reversing the scope change. We know that, right, Bill?
Since we have to go back and do redesign again now, some cost of doing that would clearly be less than $3 to $4 million for the scope change.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We'll go to work on an inexpensive version of the couplet and a cheaper curve.
Or find more money. I don't know. But, well, you know, spend as much money as you want on the couplet. But,
Water Bureau
but
surcharge.
But don't bankrupt the other ones.
I agree with you. Okay. I think the Water Bureau should ante up some money.
Yeah. Perhaps Mr. Leonard's Visa could handle that.
That's right.
Okay. That was the public testimony. So what is it that we have to finish off with for today that since we're not making any decisions?
Well, again, I didn't hear any new items based on the discussion today. I also, again, thought I heard that really it was not appropriate probably today to take action on our budget, but rather to defer it until the city takes action and gets its clarity on the general fund and other resources would probably be coming that have been counted upon for our budget. But I guess I'd like to know from the budget committee, are we generally there? And if we address the issues that we heard about here, if we are, then we know what we need to adjust when the city council takes its final action rather than trying to do other changes.
I would love to be able to give you an answer.
Okay.
Well, I think
can't
you are.
Can't blame me for trying.
I think you're in the area.
Okay.
And that, to me, it's important. I think the general fund issues, maybe some of the BHCD stuff may be different, but... I think as far as the URAs, with the exception of the Central East Side and is it the West?
River District.
River District.
Right.
Some of the legal stuff may be different.
Yeah. In some ways, in this particular moment, we're okay.
Depends
on see how ambiguous that comment is? In other ways, we're not okay at all. I understand that.
Always bargain.
Exactly.
So I think we're done today, but what are the next steps since we're not making a decision so we know how to both schedule as well as understand what homework we have to do in the meantime?
Well, what I heard is we need to go back and do some homework, especially on the Central East Side, and I think we need to really frame up and talk about some of the ways that we address the shortfalls that are coming and reducing costs of some of the projects. Another thing we'll look at very carefully. So I think that's one. I also think in the River District we need to make sure that the cash flow is entirely correct in terms of when the dollars are going out for the streetcar and that matches up. But I think we were able, as you saw, to address most of the issues within the existing resources and just, again, reallocating them to different years. So I think the thing that I would ask, if you see anything else in that the information we've given you that doesn't make sense or is not consistent, whether you are, get that back to us so we can get you some answers before, you know, next week, because I think you start deliberation on your budget next week. When you're done, I'd like to be able to take that information immediately incorporate it into any changes that we could then have you adopt when you reconvene as our budget committee again, because we do need you to, if you adjourn today without taking action, we'll need you to reconvene sometime between now and probably June 1st or so to meet the deadlines of July 1st for a budget adoption to actually take action in approving a budget. So,
yes. And would you also, and I don't know if the other commissioners want it, but I certainly do, is get a copy of the budget document that she was referring to, the one that says it's changed. I haven't seen that one. I just would like to know for my own
We'll check that, and I think it is consistent, as she said, with what we had in our proposal, but I will verify that. If it's different, we'll let you know.
Good. Is that it?
I think that's it. Unless there's, do you want to go through? Okay. Yep.
So actually, let's frame it up first. So what we'll do right now is just take some quick questions on. There were about 12 or 14 follow-up items from questions asked yesterday. And so what we'll do now is just take Commissioner Adams' question about what accounts for a change in kind of personal professional service contracts of $5
million. Right. Professional service contracts. Yeah, there's about a $5 million increase overall in the PDC budget between the current fiscal year, 07-08, and the proposed budget for 08-09. And that's attributed to a number of different projects. One of the primary areas is we do have $3 million for IT services currently in the 08-09 proposed budget for implementation of ERP and content management type programs. There's a large undertaking that's planned for next fiscal year that includes a lot of those professional service contract dollars.
And that was, Commissioner Adams, again, something the budget work group looked at in February when they were given the consideration of whether or not PDC should upgrade its own systems or maybe merge into the city system.
What did you decide to do?
The better of the two options. Upgrade our own.
That was prescient. All right, what's the other question? You're just going to think about Hayden Allen. That's
right.
Just think about it, look at it.
I want to make sure you did give you a handout on the FTEs by URA, so you have that. You have that information.
I appreciate that. That was just a suggestion to think about. We just went through that.
Did you also, where all four of us asked the same question about update and parallel financial totals in Exhibit A with the PDC requested changes in the proposed budget?
And that was meant to be this
presented.
This is what we did. We cross-footed it, highlighted in the same color so you could see the connections between the changes in line items versus the changes in the roll-up for the budget. So you have that information. That's what this was all about. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
We're adjourned.
Appreciate it. Thank you all.
We have a lot of Green Street stuff in this project.
No Green Street.
It was just